Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
My sisters and brothers, these, your husbands and fathers and brothers and sons, are now to be advanced to the order of the diaconate. Strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they will assist the bishop and priests in the ministry of the word, of the altar, and of charity, always showing themselves to be servants of all. I know that you are very proud of them. Please, family members, continue to keep them in your love and especially in your prayers. And now, my sons and brothers, I would have us reflect on our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. God tells Jeremiah that he knew him. He knew him even before his parents knew him. He knew him even before his parents knew him, certainly before he knew himself. Secondly, God has consecrated him. That is, God has designated Jeremiah for a particular mission to which Jeremiah is to be committed as well. And finally, God appoints Jeremiah not just to speak to Judah, but to all the nations. Well, let us reflect upon these three elements of what we celebrate today, your ordination to the diaconate. What we know of ourselves and what others know of us can be at times quite limiting. The parameters of our abilities seem written in terms of what we have experienced or what others have seen in us. Well, God is having none of that. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And it is not so much that God assesses our capabilities. Rather, God calls us to a mission because that is his will. And he knows what we can accomplish. Well, he knows what he can accomplish within and through us. And this is all because God has made us for himself. His knowledge of us is an empowering knowledge, a knowledge of what role we play in the divine plan. Thus, Jeremiah quite naturally raised objections to this knowledge of God. He claimed, just as we do, and we do it quite often, I know myself better than you know me, Lord, and I'm unable to do this. Now, Jeremiah was not originally from Jerusalem and was probably viewed as an outsider, and perhaps even saw himself as such. What could he possibly bring to this task in order to achieve God's will? And yet, God has known him and knows him still. And this is what God has chosen for his servant. My brothers, there is every reason under the sun for us to object to this calling, and probably even more reasons for those around us to object to us doing so. None of that matters, for God knows us, and God has chosen us, and that is enough. That is why Jesus calls you friends and sees you as the object of the Father's love. God's love for you and his choice of you cannot be wrong. Reflect on that. It cannot be wrong. Secondly, God then tells Jeremiah that he is consecrated. Usually what this means is that something or someone is set apart, designated as holy, which by its very nature places a real commitment on the part of the one who has been so designated. Nonetheless, It is a commitment which is filled by God's own holiness. Those consecrated are being conformed to God and to His holiness. We become not merely set apart by this action, but become different. For we are really able to be that which God has deemed us to be. He makes us like Himself, His very own. This has a profound implication for our ministry, just as it did for Jeremiah. If God's own holiness was viewed by Judah at the time of Jeremiah as contrary to the way the king and the leaders wanted things to be, how much more today do we find that God's ways are often not only not our ways, but certainly are not the ways of the world. Our being different does not just mean that we are different from what we were before, but we are truly different from a culture and world which does not manifest the very holiness of God. This was an incredible cross for Jeremiah to bear, as it was a cross for Jesus to bear, and as it will most certainly be for us to bear as well. Finally and thirdly, Jeremiah was appointed a prophet, not just to Judah, but to the nations. Perhaps in a strict sense, you are not being appointed prophets, though indeed all the baptized are prophetic. Still, as Jeremiah was a man of the word, and in fact of very many words, so you are being appointed as well to use words. As ministers of the word, there is no way that we can ever determine that people will have ears to hear us. So however, we must make sure that at least we have heard the word that we are speaking. Preach first to yourself. Let yourself be challenged by the powerful word of God. Then that word will never be empty, even if, as Jeremiah experienced, no one else heeds a thing you say. Another aspect of this ministry is that Jeremiah was given words to build up and to tear down. My read on this is that it is always the same word which achieves both ends. We intend by our words to build up, to lift up, to point to salvation in Jesus Christ. Some may reject this, but such is never our aim, nor is it the aim of God, the one who desires all to be saved. Thus, our appointment is a noble one which seeks salvation of souls, and we are to give all that we are to that, making sure that we have heard the word such that our words are not betrayed by our lives. You, my brothers and sons, you are known and loved, you are chosen and dedicated, and today you are appointed. And to those of you who will exercise your ministry committed to celibacy, which, as you all know, could apply to any one of you in the future, know that celibacy is the gift of God that He provides you and the church as you live as Jesus lived, totally for the sake of the kingdom of God. At the end of all, my sons and brothers, we only want to hear the words of the Father. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. God bless you all.